Modern D Podcast is a D&D real play adventure set in the year 2022. Though our podcast is meant for everyone, listener discretion is advised for foul language and depictions of graphic violence and adult themes. We strongly suggest caution for anyone 13 and under. Content warnings are found in our show description. Enjoy the show.
In the year 2022, the world as we know it is thriving. But deep down, there are those that look to seek the end of our way. Light must be snuffed. Perfection decayed. Order dissolved. And minds fragmented.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Modern D Podcast, episode number one. Yay, we did it. So I am Dave, I am your DM. Let's go through real quick and introduce everybody.
All right, I'm Brian. My character's name is Raven Talcarin. I am a dragonborn paladin warlock.
I'm Josh. I play Paruvadu. He is a druid ranger.
Hi, I'm Stephanie. I am playing Sindal. I am a drow rogue.
And I'm Kara. I'm playing Roywyn Garrick, a.k.a. Nim, and I am a forest gnome druid.
All right. Where is my stupid thing? There it is. Okay, so as we start, we open in the city of Draylock. Draylock is a very lively city that's one part packed in avenues and one part open metro area. Try to think of it as a mix between New York and LA. Tall, multi-floor buildings that seem to stretch on forever in some areas due to mostly foggy weather conditions on an almost constant basis. The other areas of more open setups that are more geared towards suburbia. Crime, while not overly abundant, can be a problem at times, just more due to the level of violence that seems to stem from it. The DIS, or the Draylock Investigative Service, seems to keep it as much to a minimum as possible, but they can't be everywhere at once. Petty crime and theft seems to be the most of what they deal with, and can usually stamp that out fairly quickly, aside from some of the veteran thieves that somehow slip through their fingers. Nights are seemingly more lively than days in Draylock because of its massive tourist attractions, but it's all at face value. The Draylock government is your typical tyrannical setup. The rich get richer and the poor are left to their own devices. And that seems to be when the worst situations seem to happen. So as we open, we will open to Sindal. Walking down a shady alleyway, looking in every direction, possibly for someone or an easy escape route. After about 10 hectic minutes, she hears a loud bang. What are you going to do?
I'm
going
to look in the direction and see what the bang is coming, what the bang is, and try to... Do I know what the bang is, first of all? Or do I have an idea of what it is?
It sounds almost like somebody tripped over a large piece of metal.
I'm going to look in the direction of where the bang came from.
Okay, roll me a perception check.
Is it daylight or nighttime out right now? Okay, perfect.
It's nighttime.
13.
What'd you get? 13. So with a 13, you can tell that the person that made the sound is a very, very heavy-weighted person. And it seems like they're trying to follow you, but they're having kind of a hard time following you.
I want to try and... I want to go stealth mode and try to, like, blend into the shadow, see if I can find, like, a fire escape or something I can try to blend into and kind of hide behind to see if maybe he can run past, like, whoever's following me loses sight and track of me. You got it.
Okay, roll me a stealth check.
23 total.
Oh, you are as invisible as it gets. Like, the shadows almost kind of encompass you. Almost like hands coming out and wrapping themselves around you. You are completely hidden. You are one with the darkness. Okay, so after a couple of minutes, you hear somebody. It sounds like they're getting frustrated and stomping towards the direction that you were in. And you notice this is somebody that you have dealt with before. You know this person, I wouldn't say very well, but you know them. This is an orc gangster by the name of Uglar. He does not like you in any way, shape, or form, but he knows you by your alias, not your true name. Shit. Ashrali! Where are you? I know you're here.
I am not saying shit. I am not dealing with him alone without something, without backup. Not unless I have to. I'm going to do my best to stay quiet and stay hidden and try to see if there's any advantage that I could possibly put myself in to where he can't see me. I mean, well, obviously okay. He can't see me yet, but I kind of want to give myself a little bit more time and see if maybe there's one of my people or something nearby can give me a chance to either escape him or distract him enough.
Okay, so roll me one more perception.
16.
So with a 16... you can tell you're somewhat boxed into the area that you're in, but with a very, very quick sneak check, you might be able to slip past him into another alleyway. So, what would that be?
Another stealth?
I guess another stealth. Another stealth.
It's a 24.
That's a 24. Oh, you slip past him without a single sound. And you slip into the next alley just as he whips around. But he is going to roll a perception check. Let's see. Does he have any bonuses? Oh, he's actually got a minus two. So he's not going to be good for him. So he rolled a 15 minus 2. He got a 13. So he does not see you and he does not notice anything.
I want to try to get
anything.
Up high somewhere, like see but, in the alleyway if there's like a fire escape that I can climb up at least to give me some height so that I have at least so that I can get the high ground.
It's over,
you know,
Anakin.
I didn't want to say it, but that's more or less where my mind was going.
All right, so I think that's Dex. So yeah, roll me a Dex check.
Athletics or
athletics.
Okay.
Athletics is
That's a 16.
So 16, you get up the wall fairly quickly. You might stumble just a hair, but it's not enough to inhibit.
Did I get high enough where I'm on a rooftop or anything like that? Okay. I want to kind of reach, like lean over the side and just be like, call up his name and it was like, try to figure out what the fuck had pissed him off this time. So what was his name again? I'm sorry. Ooglar.
Ooglar.
Ooglar, you big ugly fucker. What is it now?
So he hears your voice and he whips around fairly quick, and all you hear, because of the amount of shadows that are kind of in the alleyway, it's hard to see.
Drow, baby, but drow. I see everything in the dark.
Oh, that's right. You are a drow. You got dark vision. So you see as well as hear. He just absolutely whips around, pulls a pretty wicked pistol off of his hip, almost like he's going to fire off around.
Does he see me?
And
okay, good.
He doesn't see anything, but he whips around so quick that he actually stumbles and falls on his face.
I laugh at him.
Asherel, you bitch, where are you?
What are you telling, sweetheart?
You owe my boss money.
No, I won't. What is it that I owe him? And do I know why I owe him money?
I'm trying to remember what that role would be.
Probably either like history or something like that.
Yeah, roll me a history check.
Investigation or history, you're right. Do you want me to re-roll for investigation instead of history or for history? All right, I rolled.
No, history should be fine.
Yeah, I rolled a 16 on the history.
So, okay, so with a 16, you have a slight memory as to why you possibly might owe his boss money, but it's not completely coming to you. You just have this feeling that while he may not have the whole story, there may be a smidgen of truth to what he's
saying. You're going to have to jog my memory, sweetheart. I owe a lot of people money.
You pulled a job for him and you stiffed him on his full cut. Do you not remember the Crystal of Orgshar?
Yes. That I do, but unfortunately for your boss, I did all the work. So I had to take a little initiative, a little additional fee on the top there. He's more than happy to look over the contract.
You know he doesn't deal with contracts.
Sounds like a personal problem. And with that, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Bye, sweetheart. Oh, yeah, I'm fucking bailing. So I'm not going to. I'm not dealing with a fucking half orc on my own right now. Like, I will if I have to, but nah. That's a. If there's one thing that Sindel does, she plays it smart.
Okay, so he is going to roll another perception check to kind of try to figure out where you're at. And he rolled a 17. So as you're scurrying across the rooftop, he is actually able to get a bead on you. There you are! I'm coming for you! And he starts stomping away.
All right. Same direction you're going. So can I try to lose him, like jumping from like rooftop to rooftop? Is that something I can do? Or do I have to like get down somewhere? What are my options?
So the area that you're in right now, the buildings aren't overly tall. I would say they're probably about 20 feet. And they're pretty meshed in together, so you might be able to just jump from rooftop to rooftop.
So,
but really quick, go ahead and roll me another athletics check.
That would be a 16.
So with a 16, you're kind of able to parkour it a little bit and kind of jump from roof to roof. You know, stumble a little bit a couple times, but nothing like overly dramatic.
As I'm running these rooftops, I do want to check a building or two and see if I can find like a back door that like a rooftop door that's open that I can try to get into the building to give myself more options to kind of blend in and hide if need be.
Okay, so go ahead and give me an investigation check.
Ooh, 11.
Okay, so with an 11, you don't see any doors outright, but if you look around a little bit, you might be able to find one and hope that it's unlocked so you can get down.
Okay, I'm going to try to jump onto the next building. Do I know how far behind he is from me?
Not right off the top of your head. You can still hear him, but being on the roof, you can't necessarily pinpoint where he's at. Just by sound alone,
I don't have like a rough estimate whether or not he's close or far. Okay, fair enough.
No.
So I'm going to try to jump into the next building and see if I can find a door on that building.
Okay. So roll another investigation for me, please.
That's 22.
Oh, 22. You easily find another door, but it does appear to be locked.
This is where I truly shine. I'm gonna pull out my my thieves kit and pull out some a lockpick to try to get that bitch open.
Okay, so give me a lockpicking check. I can't remember what stat that is.
I can't remember either off the top of my head. Give me one second. Let me see if I can find my actions. I'm wondering if maybe it's like either a dexterity or not a sleight of hand, but just... Why is it not on here? Here we go. Shit. Okay, that didn't do what I wanted it to. I would think for this, it would probably be like a dexterity to see how nimble my fingers are as far as like getting this door open.
Okay. All right, yeah, roll it up.
Dexterity, and I rolled a 18.
An 18, you pop this lock fairly easily. So as you're going through the door, you hear Uglar yell again, "Ashrali, make it easy on yourself. I will find you eventually."
You're more than welcome to try. Wouldn't be the first time. And I'm just, actually at that point, I'm just be like, you're welcome to try. And I'm going to go through that building, close the door, make sure it's locked behind me again. And then try to see if there's an elevator, another set of stairs, to try to get into the building and blend in there. Like, what kind of building did I just walk into? Is it just like a typical apart building? Is it like a hotel?
It's like more of like an office type building. A lot of cubicles, some corner offices, you know, nothing absolutely extravagant.
All right. Then I'm going to try to make my way out of the building, see if I can find a stairwell. I think an elevator would give up a little too much.
All right. So let me see something here. So he just rolled another perception and got an 11. So minus 2, that would be a 9. So he still doesn't see you.
Okay. I think at this point I'm inside the building. I don't know if he's going to be able to find me while I'm in a building. Unless, does he know exactly where the fuck I am? Oh, okay. Then I'm fine.
No,
I'm
he does not.
I'm GTFOing. I'm going to find I'm going to get myself out of this building. But I'm going to give it a while. Maybe... an office. It's harder when you're in an office building. Do I have a cell phone or anything like that on me?
Let's see. I would say you probably don't have a cell phone on you, but given the office space that you're in, there's probably 100 phones lying around that you could use.
I am going to, I'm going to go to the first phone that I can find and make a phone call. I'm going to see if I...
Alrighty. Who are you going to call?
Shit. I'm going to see if I can call one of my safe houses and see if anybody is there that can possibly come swing around and pick me up and get me the fuck out of here.
Alrighty. So... just roll me a straight D20 luck check to see if anybody answers.
D20. Ooh, I rolled a 9. Fuck.
So nobody picks up. You needed to All have right. a 10.
I'm going to hang up the phone and then I am going to find... I'm going to try to find the exit.
Okay, roll me
Alrighty.
Another investigation.
18.
Okay, so with an 18, you find the exit fairly quickly, but you also are aware that leaving that particular exit may put you in sight of Uglar.
Is he still... last time he was probably down in the back alleys and stuff. I'm going to see if maybe... if I can try to get out front where maybe I can like get a hail a taxi or something. Or even hijack a car and get the fuck out.
Okay. So... give me a perception check to see if there might be any taxis around.
17.
Okay, so with a 17, you see that there's a lot of taxis around your particular area at the moment, but it looks like they're either off duty or they're already taking other
fares. Okay, I am gonna see... okay, of the people that I see taking fare... are there any getting into the car right now? There's nobody getting
Currently,
into the taxi
no.
right now. Okay. I'm going to knock on one of the guys that are off duty. I'm going to knock on one of the windows. I'm going to try to stay out of sight and just knock on the window, see if I can get his attention to the closest one.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So you knock on the window. The driver rolls down the window. It looks like he's a fairly older-looking goblin.
Oh, perfect.
You know, just looks like he may have had a really rough, long day.
I gotta go.
Yeah, what do you want?
Get the fuck out of here right now. And an additional 3 gold, if you can take me. Shit. I forgot the name of the the nearest hotel. Like, actually,
the nearest hotel.
Like, what time of night is it right now?
It's probably about
9:30-ish. Do I know which one of my safe houses are going to be open at this time? Like, that are still fronting as, like, a bar or a club or anything like that? Or would I remember off the top of my head?
So, you probably would just remember off the top of your head, because a lot of the fronts that you use usually will pose as a bar or a club in some way, shape, or form. So you pretty much
have
your pick
of any of them.
I'm
going to
direct
him to the nearest one. Like, maybe the one that's a little bit further away from where they're at currently, and give him an additional 5 gold for his troubles.
All right, let's do it up.
Try to get the fuck out.
Okay, so as this guy starts to pull off, I need you to roll me a dex saving throw.
Oh, I rolled a fucking 7. Fuck.
Oh, you rolled a 7. Oh. Okay. So as the goblin driver is starting to pull out, you hear glass shatters, and he takes a direct headshot. I told you not to run!
Fucking with my vibe tonight, asshole!
Bad vibe.
All right, you got it.
Roll initiative.
I rolled a 12.
Okay, he got an 11, so you go first.
Did I? No, yeah, because you said you were starting to pull away. I'm gonna get out of the car and kind of use the taxi as a barrier, and I'm gonna pull out one of my daggers and just like straight throw it towards him. You got it.
Okay, roll me an attack.
Eleven. Fuck.
That's a miss.
All right, I'm gonna duck down and try to use the taxi as cover, and then pull out my rapier.
Okay, so he is gonna take another pot shot at you with his pistol.
14.
What's your AC?
Okay, cool.
Well, it don't matter. He rolled a 4, so.
I fucking brought a knife to a gunfight, so this is gonna be fun. How far away is he from me?
He is about 25. Alright,
so I'm gonna shorten that distance. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I'm gonna slide across and get around from the taxi and then just run straight towards him and see if I can try to hit him with my short sword. I mean, with my rapier.
Alrighty, roll it up.
That's 16. All right.
That hits.
It is going to be a total of 4 piercing damage.
So 4 damage. All right. So he is going to roll now. He's going to try to take another shot at you. And it's point blank, so he'll roll at disadvantage. Okay. First roll was a 17. Disadvantage.
Okay.
He got an 11. Misses.
Go ahead.
So you, right up close and personal, you would just hear this, bah, bah, but you hear it ping off the side of the taxi.
I'm gonna go ahead and take another strike at him, try to hit his hand to see if I can disarm him.
Okay, so roll your attack.
Ooh, that's a 22 total. No, it was a dirty,
was that a crit?
Dirty 22. I rolled a 17.
So, dirty 22. Okay, so you do hit.
All right, and then for the damage, 10 damage, 10 piercing. And then I want to...
He is not looking good. He's looking pretty rough.
Okay. I'm hoping that I at least try to disarm him at that point. Does he still have his gun or?
Yeah. Actually roll. You said you were going to try to disarm him at the same time. So roll. Roll a strength check for me and he'll roll an opposed strength check to see if he holds onto the gun.
Okay.
Yeah, he got a 16, so he definitely still has his gun. So he is going to take another shot at you. Another point blank, so it'll be disadvantage. Well, it don't matter, because he rolled a 3 on the first one. It doesn't matter. So another bow! And it
bounces off the side of the taxi. You're not looking so good, sweetheart. You sure you want to continue this? And I'm going to just whack him again with my rapier. Got it.
Okay, roll it up.
That is a 13.
Hits. So, tell me how you want to see this guy die.
Oh, that fucking sucks for him.
He was down to 1 hit point.
The best I could say is probably with a rapier, I probably just went straight for the heart. went straight for like a chest shot. Alrighty, and accidentally, because I didn't want to kill him, but because I was going to give him the option, but I didn't realize he was that low. So it would have been like straight to the chest, and I would have accidentally pierced the heart.
All right, he goes down, and he goes down hard. But he's able to get out a quick bitch before he hits the ground dead. And you are officially out of combat now.
How many people around me saw that?
There's probably about a good 10 or 15 people around you.
Yeah, no.
But with the way that their day-to-day lives tend to be, it doesn't really seem like they give too much of a care. Like, this is day-to-day for us. We see this all day, every day. This is nothing new.
So I'm in good fashion. I am going to go ahead and just roll through his pockets, see what he's got on him. I'm hoping for, like, a phone or something like that. Phone, cash, anything that'll help me, you know, get the fuck out of here.
Okay, so roll an investigation.
17.
See what you come up with. So 17, he does have a cell phone on him. Looks like it may be about half charged.
I'm gonna give a call to my benefactor and see if he can send somebody to come pick me up. But I am gonna be like star 69 or whatever the equivalent of this is, so that it doesn't show the number that I tried to call. One of the safe house phones or whatever.
So roll, yep, roll me a straight luck check. Straight D20.
Fuck my life, I rolled an 8.
Okay, so nobody answers the first number.
I'm just gonna go ahead and drop the phone and smash it under my boot, and I'm just gonna start walking down the street. And I'm going to, because of what just happened, I am going to try to do it a little stealthily, like try to blend in the shadows, blend in with the crowd if possible, stuff like that. Bring up, you know, my hood up a little bit just to try to blend in with the crowd.
Alrighty. So as you're walking along, you see, you know, it is night in Draylock, so things are a little bit more lively than they would be during the day. You know, you come across a few bars that seem to be pretty popular. You know, one particular nightclub everybody is always in and out of. You know, that one seems to be the most popular. You know, you see all manner of people, gnomes, dwarves, elves, half-elves. It kind of one of those, we meet here and just kind of all have fun together.
Okay.
You know, nobody seems to care what you are or who you are or where you're from at that point.
I'm gonna go, and do I know who's on staff? Like, I've been to this place many times, I'm assuming.
You have been to this place.
Do I see like the owner or one of the management teams or somebody that's usually higher up here right now?
Not offhand at first. It's pretty busy in here. Bar's pretty packed, people are dancing. You know, it's definitely a lively place.
I'm just going to go ahead and head towards the VIP section and just try to just calm down and figure out what my next moves are going to be after this little showdown.
Alrighty. So you head over to the VIP section. I mean, it's your typical VIP section. It's roped off. The typical,
they know who the
velvet
fuck I am,
rope
so.
Setup. And you see another big orc standing in front of it, like security or a bouncer. He just gives you a quick nod and lifts the rope and lets you go in.
I walk in and then try to find just an empty booth or somewhere that doesn't have a lot of people and try to order a drink.
Okay, so as you sit down, waitress comes over, takes your drink order. And you notice that there is only one other person sitting in the VIP section with you. You see, what do you see? I had this typed up. I'm just reading it. Okay, so you actually see Paru Vadu.
Paru, do you want to... Okay, sorry.
Sitting there, kind of nursing his drink, not really saying much. You know, like typical of people in this city, he just looks like he had a really shitty day.
What does Paru look always like? Paru, if you want to describe yourself. That was the opening. I was trying to help you out here, dude.
Yeah, guy, do the thing.
Do the thing. I got you. About 5 foot, nothing. Green hair. Looks a little bit like seaweed. Traveler's cloak on. That's about all I got.
Does he look up at any point in time?
Looks up when you come in through the rope. Notices you as you walk through. Glances up, down. Make sure there's no hidden weapons, yada. Then sees that you're not a threat, so proceeds to nurse my drink.
Now these days, don't they? As far as
occasionally, Sindal, if you
you'll
got
notice
enough coin,
just got like light lilac hair, very very light, red eyes. It's like a super light purple.
I don't
purple.
Even know what lilac is.
It's like ashen. It's like ashen, like a ashen lilac color, or like ashen purple, like a light ashen purple. Red eyes, pale, purplish, grayish skin, dressed up in a little bit fancier clothing than you know, she's obviously very meticulous and well taken care of, and kind of has resting bitch face, to be honest. So. She's going to go ahead and try to order a just a whiskey on the rocks, dude. Just a whiskey neat, if possible. And just... figure out what the fuck it just happened.
Alrighty.
Well,
try to figure out how they found her, what the fuck she's going to do, and what she needs to do in order to take care of the situation, more or less. Just, like, thinking of game plan right now. So she's kind of lost in her own thoughts right now.
Alrighty, so waitress brings back your drink. She slips you kind of a side eye, almost.
It's hard
to tell if it's aggressive or if it's...
It was basically she's checking me out, but I can't tell whether or not if she's checking me out to see if I'm gonna, you know, tip her well, or if she's checking me out to check me out later.
She wants your body.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Sin doesn't faze her right now. She is too gone and trying to figure out how she's going to fix the situation right now.
Alrighty.
Stabbing everybody.
Okay, so you guys are sitting at the bar. You've had a little bit of dialogue. How are you going to progress from here?
Well... I'd let her sit for a little while, let her get through her first glass, and then, seeing as we're the only ones here, I mean, I'm not gonna whisper. I'd ask her how her day's going.
Fucking shit, if you must know. How's yours?
Yeah. Oh, you know, everything's dying.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally.
What the fuck are you doing here anyway? I don't think I've seen you around.
Drinking. What else?
Drinking. I'm asking if you're new to town.
Yeah, I just came in last night. Browsed a bit. You know, touristy things.
Staying in the city, business pleasure.
Nah, I got a place outside of town.
Sindal is just gonna order another drink and and see if she can get the waitress's attention and get a message out to her people.
Alrighty, so she brings you another drink. And again, the same kind of side eye she gets to you.
Keep that up, sweetheart. And this night might be a little different.
She just giggles and walks off.
All right. Oh, did she not bring me?
No, well, she's not psychotic.
Words hard. I did want to see if she's got if I can use the bar phone or anything like that, and see if I can try to call my safe house. All right.
Go ahead.
House one more time. So I'm gonna roll, I guess, for luck again. 11. I would like
to look around and see what I can see.
So for this particular phone number, an 11 will actually get you an answer.
Time.
What do you want?
Is that how you always you're gonna answer me every time I fucking call you?
I didn't realize it was you. And you'll know this to be like kind of the front man of this particular safe house.
Okay. I remember the name of the street that I left the orc on? I forget his name. Not worth remembering in Sidal's case.
No, he's dead.
No, you didn't really notice any street names.
I know the general area of where it was at?
You do know the general area, yes.
I need a cleanup crew out in... What was the name of the area? I should probably be asking the area.
The okay, Silver Down. I need Down. A cleanup
crew over in the Silver Down. We've got a small problem.
A cleanup crew. What do you need a cleanup crew for?
Last job, they weren't happy with their cut, so they sent a meathead. And you usually know what happens with rabid dogs. You have to put them down.
I get it. Who was it this time?
I can't fucking remember. What's his name? And I try to recall his name again. Harry something Jane. The one with the jewels.
Oh, Ooglar.
There we go. That fucker.
And you can tell, even though it's on the phone, you can tell this guy just about faints when he hears that, when he realizes that.
Sweetie,
that's
I need you to
about.
Wake up.
You took out Ooglar, yes,
and I need you to do me a favor and go clean up his body.
Oh no!
What's the matter? Spit it out.
No. This is not good.
Why is this not good?
And again, you can tell he's trying to gather himself.
I'm like getting bored.
He might be. Sorry. I'm trying to find the guy's name. Hold on. Jelren will not be happy about this.
And why won't Master be very happy with this?
He had a deal with Ooglar's boss. You knew
well,
this.
His boss sent a lackey to come kill me, so I don't think he's going to be too upset when he finds that out. Will he?
Probably not, but I don't want to take that chance. I'm not going to be around when you get back. I'll get the cleanup crew out there as soon as possible, and then he just hangs up on you.
I'm going to put the phone down and just kind of stare at it and reassess the situation and realize just how fucked up tonight just went. Oh, fuck.
Well, that shit happened. Did I hear any of this conversation, by the way?
With the vicinity that you're in to Sindal, you heard obviously one side of it, but you couldn't really tell what the other side was saying.
What was your name again? Human. Paru.
Paru Vadu.
You wouldn't be happening to be looking for work, would you? I just need a little extra security for a little bit.
What's the pay? Where's the location?
Locations will vary, but I don't exactly want to be caught by myself for the time being, seeing as, and she holds up the phone and swings it in between her thumb and forefinger and drops it on the counter. That conversation didn't go well, and he kind of went running for the hills, so I need somebody with a little bit more steel to their spine. You think you can handle that?
Sure. I got a couple of days to kill. Might be a little
I've
more entertaining than
touristy crap. I've got a couple of goals to start you off for now. Is that... I've got two gold payment. To start, at least for tonight, and then... When we get back to my benefactor, we can renegotiate your salary and the time frame of the job.
Okay. Okay. What are the terms? How close do you need me? And is there anybody in particular?
Oh,
that
you
I'm
know, the typical thugs. Anything that starts screaming out my name, Ash. Sorry, I got thrown off by the noise there. You know, you typical thugs, anybody that starts calling out Ashrali, Shadon, Shaduna. Oh, I can't even say my own name tonight, guys. Sorry. Ashrali. It's a little alias of mine, but the name is Sindal. Right, Nick?
All right.
And one more time, enough. Who's the one that put the hit on me again? The boss's name?
The boss's name is not something that has ever been known to you. You just know him as
the boss. Okay.
You know he's an orc, and you know he controls a fairly decent criminal organization in the city. But that's about all you know.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, who heard our conversation?
Nobody heard your specific conversation. You were the only two in the VIP area. But, that being said, I need both of you to roll me perception checks.
I rolled a 22.
I got a 4.
Dirty.
Okay, so, Paro, you obviously don't notice anything, but Sindal with a 22, even over the loud talking, the music, just the general noise inside this bar, you actually are able to make out a very, very blood-curdling scream.
I literally just jolted from that, so I jolt and start looking around where the fuck that came from.
And then you hear... The doors bust open. And there are and standing there are four drow.
Do I know these drow?
They are armed. You do not know these drow. They are all armed. Two have short swords, two have hand crossbows. They all appear to have daggers and cloaks. One of them yells, "For the Brotherhood!" And now I need both of you
Illuminati
to roll dex saving throws.
Shit.
It's the Illuminati.
I rolled a 13.
That's a normal roll.
13.
So you both got 13. So you passed. Luckily, it wasn't a very... It was kind of a low saving throw. But that being said, roll 3d6 and half it.
That would be a 6 on my end.
Okay, so take 6 points.
That's 4.5.
So it would be a 5. So both of you take that much fire damage. This drow used a spell called the Burning Hands.
Oh, fantastic.
And it goes into a 15-foot cone. Wow, that is way loud.
While you're adjusting that, I turn to Paro. That's what I'm talking about. No, absolutely not. So friends, get ready and do whatever the fuck it is you do. And at that point, Sindal drowns the rest of her whiskey, and then she gets up and pulls out her rapier and gets in out of the cone of fire, if possible.
Okay. So now roll me initiative.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
Right next to your armor class.
Okay. What'd you guys get for initiative?
I rolled a 14.
9.
Okay, so you will go first. The other two, or the other four, I should say. 2 rolled 7s and 2 rolled 5s.
Alright, I am I'm going to try to get out of the cone of range. And are we in the cone of fire range or no?
No, you guys were
okay,
able
so
to
avoid
it.
Okay, so we just got a little crispy from the... Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
You just got a little crispy.
How far away are they from us right now?
They're about 20 feet away
from
you.
So I'm going to go towards the closest one. And I'm going to go ahead and attack them with my... I am going to go towards the closest one, but I'm going to try to do it stealthily if possible. Have they been able to see me or Parvaro at all yet?
Not specifically because of the ruckus that they kind of caused when they busted in the doors. It's pandemonium now. People running around, people screaming, like it's
perfect.
Absolute
chaos. I'm
going
to use the
chaos
to get up to the closest one and try to attack him from behind or from a side where I kind of his blind spot.
Okay, so I will roll a perception check for him to see if he sees you or not. And he rolled a 17.
Stealth or anything
so
like
he,
that?
Roll an opposed stealth check just to see what you get.
I rolled a 15. He saw my ass.
Okay, so at the last possible second, he whips around and sees you.
I'm going to go ahead and still try to attack him with my rapier. All right.
Okay, roll it up.
Ugh, that's a 10.
Okay, that misses.
Checks.
Okay, so then this guy and one of his partners are next in the initiative. Or no, no, you're right. So yeah, it's your go.
Alright, so the one that she just attacked, I'm going to... You said they are 20 feet away, correct? Okay. I'm going to throw my dart, which goes 20 feet.
Okay. Roll your attack.
My hit to see if it hits?
Yes.
It's hitting.
What'd you get?
Was that a natural 20?
24.
Or?
Natural?
Yeah, it hit a B. That's a natural 20. Whatever the B is.
Yep, you just critted on this dude. So roll your damage. Double your damage.
If you click, there you go.
5, 10.
Okay, so you got 10 piercing damage? Cool. Alright, so that dude, who you've now extremely pissed off, is going to go. And he is going to slash at you with his short sword. So let's see. Where's his stats? So he gets a +4 to hit. And he got a 19. What's your AC?
12.
All right. So that's definitely going to hit.
Yeah, it's going to hurt too.
So he does 6 points of damage to you.
Lovely.
And the next guy is going to go. Same thing. He's going to try to hit you.
You being me?
Let's hope he doesn't.
Paro, okay.
No, Paro. He only got a 10, so he misses. Third guy with a crossbow is going to take a shot. Let's see, what's the stat on that? So that's still a +4 to hit.
There's a very good chance I'm gonna die.
So he takes a shot at Sindal and gets a 16. So a 20 total. That hits, and what's the damage on that? And he does 5 points of damage to you. Second guy going to do the same thing. He's going to aim for Paro this time, though.
Oh, he can go fuck himself.
He rolled a 12, so he misses. Ooh. Now it
You're telling me. I only got 4 HP.
Now it's all right, Sindal's turn.
I'm gonna pull out my dagger so I have a second weapon, and I'm going to go ahead and hit him again with the rapier.
Okay, roll it
that's
up.
That's a 9. Alright, and then I'm going to follow up with my dagger. Which is a natural 20 for a total of 25.
Oh, you crit on this guy. And he's looking
so
pretty rough,
see.
So...
I did 4 plus 3, so that's 7 points of piercing damage. It's a little weird.
You absolutely open this guy's throat.
Okay.
And he falls down
and
dead.
And how far away is who's the closest to me at this point?
So, the one that fired off the spell in the first place, the first one that attacked you, is the one you just killed. His buddy, the other guy with the short sword, is probably about 10 feet
away.
Okay,
so he's not within melee range of me right now, correct? All right, I'm going to try to find cover to kind of give myself some distance, because I'm a little hurt right now. So I'm going to try to find somewhere that is close enough to him so that I can attack quickly, but at the same time try to give myself some cover. Like, what do I see around me that I may be able to use as cover? Like,
are they tables, chairs, you're
okay. I'm going to flip the nearest table and try to get behind it just so that I can use it as cover.
Alrighty. So you flip a table and you dive behind it.
And that's going to end my turn.
Okay. Paro, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to move within 10 feet of them, flip my own table, and cast Poison Spray.
Okay. And what does Poison Spray do?
poison spray. You extend your hand towards a creature you can see within range and project a puff of noxious gas from your palm. The creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 1d12 poison damage.
All right.
Fuck these guys. It says range area 10 feet, so...
Okay, so yeah, you gotta be within 10 feet of him to do it.
I got within 10 feet.
So he's got a... You said a constitution?
Yep.
Alright, so these guys do not have a modifier. And he rolled a 16. What was the DC?
Minus... Where's that? What the fuck is that? It's poison spray. Attacker save con 12.
Okay, so he saved.
He's good.
And yeah. That's no half damage. That's just a straight you either get it or you don't. Okay. Yeah. Alright, so do you have any bonus actions or anything you can use?
Magic stone.
Okay, what is...
But I can't do it because it requires touch.
Okay, so... Alright, so that is your turn then. So, one guy is down, the other one... He is going to disengage about 10 feet and kind of jump back, and he's going to dive behind an uprooted table. He's going to take cover.
So with us being behind cover, would we roll with advantage?
No, not necessarily. It depends. If the guy's out in the open, possibly. But if they're behind cover, then no, it would just be a straight roll. Okay, so that's gonna...
Your boy's about
that. Dead. Yeah, that's gonna be his turn. So now the two crossbow guys are gonna go. And they will roll at disadvantage because you guys are behind cover. One's gonna aim for Sindal, one's gonna aim for Paro.
They can go fuck themselves.
Well, one guy rolled a natural one, so he's out of it completely. His crossbow jams. The next guy... So, disadvantage. Ooh, even with disadvantage, he rolled a 17.
Who's he striking at?
That would be Paro. And I'm gonna guess that hits.
Oh, yeah. Unconditionally.
Okay.
Let's see if I die.
3 points of damage.
Hey, I got one.
All right.
I see Paro right now?
You can see him. He's only about 10
feet
away from
you. And he looks pretty... And I can see that he's pretty hurt, right?
Paro about to tip the fuck out.
Oh, he is jacked up.
Where's the nearest exit? Because I know they came in through the front door, but is there another exit nearby that I can see? Or that I know of?
Yeah, the exit is about 20 feet away from you to the left.
I'm going to use my cunning action to disengage. I'm not engaged with anybody, but I'm gonna get Paro's attention and point towards the exit and tell him we need to get the fuck out of here. Yeah, okay. And go ahead and do the dash action. I'm going to head towards the exit, and my movement speed is 30, and I'm going to try to get out that door, that exit door.
All right.
Move your ass. Don't get left behind. Don't be a hero. Let's get the fuck out of here.
You ain't got to worry about that.
Okay, so you guys make it to the door. It's extremely clogged because everybody is trying to get out all at once. Again, pandemonium, chaos, things are burning. There's a few dead bodies on the floor from the burning hand spell that dude
smells like bacon.
Cast. It smells like bacon. Oink oink.
Okay, are there any windows that are busted out?
There's a couple.
Near us.
Near you? No, not near you.
Okay, fuck that idea. Let's see. Then... best I could say is push my way into the crowd and hope to lose them.
Okay. So, Sindal, really quick, give me a perception check.
15.
Okay, so with a 15, you notice one of the guys that has the hand crossbow just blinks out of existence completely. Like, he goes completely invisible.
I'm gonna tell Paro and let him know. Be careful. Paro, you... Dude. Oh, fuck. He just went invisible. Be on your guard.
Okay, and that one was him.
I'm gonna throw my cloak on one of the people that I'm passing by, because I've had a overcoat on this whole time. They haven't seen my face nor my body. Because, you know, fuck the next
guy. Just passing the buck. Okay, so, Sindal, really quick, give me one more perception check.
Absolutely, darling. 18.
Okay, so with an 18, you hear a very loud booming. What sounds to be a dwarven voice yell, "City, get out of here! I'll handle this!" And in through the door, you see a person that you have dealt with in the past, you don't know overly well, but this is Laedra Pikehammer. She is the assistant to a crystal shop that you have frequented quite a bit.
Oh, so I recognize
over the
her.
Years. So you recognize her. You don't know her well, but you do know her. And she comes busting in and pulls a pretty wicked 45 pistol off of her hip. Laedra Pikehammer. You've never seen this dwarf in your life.
Pikehammer, I'm so happy to see you.
I got this. Just get out. But don't go far. We need to talk.
Never good words, but all right, you got it. And I grab a hold of Haru and try to drag him out with me if he's within range of me.
Okay, so you guys actually are able to make it outside. And from outside, as people are running away, screaming, crying, like they have no idea what just happened. They don't know why it's happening. They're scared. You hear.
The fuck is that?
That sounds like a
gun. And then dead silence.
Well, shit.
After a couple of moments, Laedra comes outside with a pistol with a smoking barrel. And says, "I told you I'd deal with it."
You know, usually whenever I see dwarves, I associate them with hammers, and you are a pleasant surprise of handling things with a gun instead. I'm impressed.
Oh, come on, sweetie. You should know me well
enough
by now. I don't
fair
fuck
enough,
around.
Sweetheart, sweat. Fair enough. You needed to talk?
Oh, we need to talk.
What?
And she pulls out what looks to be about a 4-inch long diamond-shaped crystal. Oh.
Sindal literally, like, her eyes just go wide and, like, twitchy fingers already.
It is jet
what?
Black to the effect of it doesn't look like any light can get inside nor escape.
This is Fanta Black kind of shit.
And she says, I heard rumors and I found this on one of the drow.
Oh, interesting. And I'm just going to try to pluck it from her little mitts. Cause I want it. Cause it's a crystal and it's mine. Must have.
So.
All right, Smee.
So as she hands you this crystal, you feel it vibrate slightly.
This could be fun.
And you hear a very faint sound. If I can find the stupid sound. Very faint, but
now,
just
is this something
enough
that
to hear.
If, even with me wearing, like, it, does it have to be skin touching for me to hear it? Because I'm wearing gloves right now, so I want to make sure that, okay.
No, you just.
Just me holding.
For some reason, it reverberates with you. Just you holding it, it reverberates
okay.
with you.
Okay, like,
sound.
How do I, like, what am I feeling from this? And like, am I, like excited, or is it like a nostalgic feeling? Something that I, like, is this a good or bad touch?
This seems like it might be a bad touch.
I am not happy. I'm like, oh.
Like, forces beyond your recognition.
Oh, she's gonna,
kind of
I'm
thing.
Gonna, Sindal's gonna shiver a little bit and be like, well, this does not bode well. And I'm just gonna pull out, like, a handkerchief that I have in one of my pockets and wrap it around. We are going to need to have this looked at. In the meantime, do you mind helping me with this one? And I point over to Paru. It's his first day in the job, and as you can see, he's already had a bad day.
Paru dying. Yeah, Paru's fucked up.
Okay, so she will go over to you, and her being a dwarf, she's not, like, overly magical.
I was thinking more of the shop or something, somewhere where we can patch him up.
She kind of temporarily kind of patches him up in the meantime, you know, binds his wound, stops the bleeding, you know, just kind of a quick triage job. She goes, and she looks at you, Sindal, and goes, I don't know what's going on. I've been hearing rumors for days of something called the Black Brotherhood.
Have I heard that name myself out in the streets?
You have never heard of this.
Okay.
This is new. No, you have not.
Am I conscious while all this is
going on? Oh, yeah. You were hearing this
entire exchange. I mean,
you
didn't go down. You only had one hit point. All right. In that case, well, that's true.
Yeah,
but
bleeding.
She did patch you up.
But the problem is, I thought it was just rumors throughout the city, like this city is wont to do. This is not the first encounter we've had of these brotherhood members, I guess you could put it. Over in the Goldhand district, there were 3 separate attacks just yesterday. All drow, all saying the same thing.
That does not bode well, and my people already have a bad enough name as it is. Where's your mistress? Maybe she might know what this is. She is a crystal dealer.
And that's where we'll call it for the night.
Crystal dealer, I can get in on that.
All right.
All right. Well, that is episode
right,
1, y'all.
Interesting. I feel bad. It's just been the 2 of us.
I have plans, trust me.
I hope your plans.
You're a little squishy. We're gonna have to fix that.
All right,
dude. I have 17. What's you're not far off from me.
See, I'd have been good, but that one.
Yeah,
guy,
that critical shit, that critical hit did get you, but shit. I did kill one other people at least. Sindal's already turning into a giant ass murder hobo, it looks like.
All right. Well, that is episode one, guys. Do you have anything you guys want to plug?
Insert. Adverts here. Thank you.
Insert adverts. All right, but we actually do now have a Twitter and an Instagram set up. The Twitter is under Modern D Podcast or at Dun Irish Media. Our Instagram is Modern D Pod. And our business email is dungeonirishmedia@gmail.com. So, like the podcast, show your support, and we will see you next week with episode two.
Thanks again, guys.